Radio Tygerberg 104 FM, die Christenstem van Suid-Afrika.
Ek is so excited. Ek vergeet skoon om die liedjie te speel. Dit is so lekker om jou hier te hê vanoggend, hoor.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Ms. Lemay. Okay, before we start with the serious stuff, I need to know. How does a typical morning start in the Lewis household?
Okay, well, at the moment it's school holidays, so it's slightly atypical. But typically, we get up at about 50, we snooze until about 5:45. and then we get up and then it's like a mad rush. I don't know if any of you have got young kids. I've got a she's now 9-year-old girl, and it's a constant argument to get dressed, ready for school, eat your breakfast, brush your teeth, raincoat, all that.
But do you give a political
giving a?
You will that argue. Lawyer,
definitely it's going.
We have to be out the house by about 6:45, so that in terrible traffic. Then I like to do the school drop off myself. Because this job usually involves me getting home in the evenings quite late. I'm out and about in the city almost every night. And so that time in the morning that I get to spend with her is very... So we go to school together. I drop her at school and then I go straight into the office and start my day. And what I love about the day is that no 2 days are the same. So I drive around the city flat, every city. You know, communities that are angry, that are happy, that are getting a project, that want a project, that have a complaint or have a praise story, whatever. Other times I'm meeting international delegations, foreign visitors, investors. Other times I'm meeting other read and interesting. And I get to meet across this late, but I try to make a rule that at least two nights of the week I'm home. We can have dinner together and spend some time together to, just be with the family, go to church if I don't have any work commitments on, and then spend the rest of the day with him. And that's it, really. So it's a very, very busy and intensive schedule, but it's also wonderful.
Yeah, it's like, kom ons praat gehoor jou vrou.
Yeah.
Leave her behind kind of thing, because your world, it's very colorful and diverse. What do you do stays in your marriage?
Carla is just a wonderful support and partner to me, and she she has her own job. She also works today, so be there, our daughter from school and other full time doing fetching and carrying, taking to she doesn't often come to too many of the functions and things. And in that sense she's quite independent but also extremely supportive and understands what I'm trying to do and trying to work to in Cape Town. And then, you know, we do what you have to do in this job is, and I think this is important in so many jobs, to protect your most important relationships you have. We take a full weekend and we try to go away. We like to go to Noordhoek, we like to be somewhere town just the weekend. And so, together we make it work. It's a hugely demanding thing, but I would not be able to do it without such a wonderful and supportive family and wife.
And I know that you have a great job and there's so much stuff to do, but do you ever get tough like OSIP or D? What does it look like if Jordan E. Lewis walks into Spar and just wants the bread? Just ask you a lot of questions, or you just casually walk in, buy the bread and say, oh, thank you, ma'am, go.
The average trip anywhere takes like at least half an hour to 45 minutes, because there's some people that are, and I love it. That's part of the job. There's lots of people that are coming up with complaints and saying, I want to chat to you about this. There's lots of people come to just say hello and be warm. Cape Town have got such great people. My wife manages that, but occasionally I have to go down to the grocery store and get some stuff, and so we've the Woolies and the Spa just down the road, and people will often see me there just grabbing one or two things for a braille, on the way home, please do not come home without ice cream.
Important.
I went to.
Oh, that's amazing. En ek kyk nou na die boodskappe wat inkom. Hier is so baie mense wat dieselfde tipe ding sê. Wat sê dankie vir die werk wat jy, dankie vir die manier hoe jy omsien na die stad. Mense is iemand wat eintlik sê, vir Jesus dankie sê, vir die kennis en die wysheid wat u elke dag aan ons burgemeester gee, dat hy uitstekende werk kan doen vir Kaapstad. Houdens van kracht om en van sterkte tot sterkte, jy weet, en so gaan die biskoppe aan. Ek dink ons sien dit raak en dit is wat vir my nou eindelijk wonderlik is. Maar die groot vraag is, eindelijk het, hoe goed ken ons burgemeester?
Die Kaap.
Okay. I think pretty good at this point. Thank you for all those wonderful messages. I really appreciate the
sir.
Okay.
We are going to test you.
No problem.
Is it fine? Okay.
Back my stuff.
Do a trivia. Town trivia.
A few questions for you. Some of them are false and some of them are true.
Oh my word. Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
En hierdie is, jy moet 'n goeie intro maak.
Dames en heren, welkom vir Jordan Hill Lewis. One and only. That is all the info about Cape Town.
Yes,
the knowledge.
Can I get to, do I get the lifelines? Can I?
You get a Linda.
Linda needs assistance.
Okay.
Yeah. You go. We are giving you a fact. You must tell us if it is true or if it is false. Are you ready, sir? Oh, Cape Town was the first city in South Africa to have McDonald's.
Sure. I'm going to go true.
It's all over.
Been Cape Town.
Linda said he knew. Okay, let's go.
No, that's not.
No?
Must be, I'm going to go with either O.R. Tambo or maybe...
Just stop it. You're right.
Yes.
You're right.
One point, sir.
Okay, cool. Number three, the colorful houses in the Boer Kaap were originally... That way big, the paint was cheaper.
Oh, I love the fact that I see your face and I can see that. What the hell?
I mean, that it sounds
it sounds
plausible.
Very Cape Town. Sounds plausible. You know?
Okay. Someone was looking for a bargain.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'll go for it.
Okay, that is false.
False. Okay.
And the reason is it was a sign of freedom after slavery.
Oh,
so they used a very neutral color to houses, and then when it was abolished slavery, they went and took the most colorful paint and they painted it.
Cool, we've got three more for you. Standings, one out of two. Where we are?
One point.
You got one. South Africa and many international films have two more.
Woo! I'm getting there, guys.
Yeah. Here we go. System inside or traffic light system in South Africa was in Cape Town.
Oh, now you see. Now you ask again. Was it in Joburg first?
Linden is your lifeline. Yeah, well, there's a time that you don't listen to Linden, and that time was now. Here we go.
Maar jy weet ek gesê, 1931 was Kaapstad die eerste elektriese verkeerslig.
Last one. Cape Town is working on using solar power to completely end load shedding.
Come on, guys.
On Francois.
Ah, that's only 30%. No,
okay, well.
That is not good at
Okay, we're still having the mayor for a few more minutes. Do we want to break for music and come back?
Ek wil net gou hier vra. Have you ever forgotten your wall? Have you ever been at a situation or in a situation where you had to deliver speeches? Because you do that daily, eh? There's so many different places.
Several
that
times,
Have you ever found yourself... by accident, is there something funny that happened that you've,
Were you just either turned around names or forgotten the whole speech and just got
reading the wrong speech at the wrong place?
No. I very seldom actually read a speech, you know.
Okay.
Maybe some international conference where it's a topic, but in general I just for cuffing from the heart. And no, I haven't had terribly embarrassing experiences. I must say, I still, even though I do this literally every single day and several times a day, I do get nervous.
Ah.
I find like for the first 2 minutes of a speech, I might be a bit slow and a bit, and then I get into it and my
nerves go. You read the room.
Yeah.
But you're excellent. Like, honestly, I've seen many of your speeches. You're probably in charge of your social media post a lot, the pictures.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever found where you...
Maar jy 'n curry gekry
het.
Maak asof dit baie lekker.
No. Many times. Let me tell you a couple of the best ones. The absolute beauty and the scene in Cape Town. I love it. I mean, so much of what makes Cape Town special is our different foods.
Yeah.
You just get the best food in Cape Town. And I find that, you know, one of the best ways to experience warmth and the love in the city is to sit down and eat with one another.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I love doing that, and lots of families invite me for dinner that, and I try to accept it as, you know, whenever I can. I've had a couple of reading one. I know that his staff are going to tell him about this, but it was not like Cape Town Chinese food. It was proper traditional Chinese food. Let me see, like what you get at Chinese takeaway.
Not just on a Friday. Normal chicken or beef.
What you get, you know, chicken chui or the sweet and sour chicken you get at the local takeaway. Mm-mm. That's not actually Chinese food, guys.
Okay.
What you get is stuff that is like raw or just really difficult to eat. And when you are in a very formal setting,
yeah,
and it's like, you know, obviously the it's a diplomatic dinner.
Yeah.
You have to suck it up and eat it. And that was one of the toughest because I was with a whole lot of my colleagues and none of them were eating it.
Oh,
but because I'm the mayor, I have to.
You have to eat it.
So I ate sea cucumber. That night, yeah. You won't find that on the menu of your local Chinese
restaurant. Yeah,
but and some other. So that's one. But there's been lots of some curry just way above.
Yeah,
I still order the mild. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't take anything more than mild.
Yeah,
some people order the hot to the extra hot.
Yeah.
It's like you it's just all you taste is lava.
I've
had some curries in Cape Town that have blown my socks off.
That's amazing.
And that's also, you know, a lekker and fun experience.
Oh, that's amazing.
We're going to talk to you a little bit more. Before I ask you what your favorite song is, I want to know from you. What is your, can you help us with some money saving tips? Do you have like one that you can just share with us?
Oh, I would say, start early. As soon as you get your first job, start saving for your retirement. Uh-huh. Because it's sometimes in the seventh wonder of the world is compound interest. The you are saving makes a huge difference.
Sure.
And there's lots of examples online about the difference that it makes. Extra year can make literally millions of rands of difference.
Right.
So that's, I would say start early. And then, what's another one? I suppose the key thing is just on budget. Mm-hmm. Is a game changer for me. I have a budget on my laptop, on an Excel spreadsheet that I go through every single month. And my wife and we work through it and we try to stick to it.
Yeah.
We try to stick to it.
Oh, that's, and on that note, Mr. Mayor, what is your favorite gospel song?
The Goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
The Bethel Music version.
Well,
that's beautiful, beautiful song. It always encourages me.
John, I've looked through the messages. There's one that specifically is the Hand It Out inverted.
Ah, yes, that was
with you. Actually, one of your projects.
Yes,
we handed businesses, and it was a project that you and that. Thank you, still making something there. You know, small to medium business. But they are. What is the situation with electricity tariffs that's going up?
Yeah.
And what are you guys doing to help? Because I know you already help us when there's load shedding. Say specific things that you are putting in place for businesses.
Yeah. Well, let's just talk about the city's tariff. The mm-hmm. Let's say the more medium term or long term vision about how to free ourselves from the city's tariff by 2% on average. Some to use, some people will be slightly less, but on average. Only 2% this year. And the simple reason for that is you'll see on their bill, the financial year are upright, something there called citywide cleaning. That always used to be paid for from your electricity bill. Actually, it was hidden inside your electricity bill.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did was we just took that out of the electricity bill and we made it explicit as it's a separate line on the bill. And that, to cover a citywide cleaning, is now paid for to the medium-term trend. The trend is only one way. There are increases from every single year.
Mm.
And remember, we buy the power from Eskom and we distribute it around the city. So we have to pay it as well, and our customers have to pay. So we have to free ourselves over time from Eskom. That is the only way we're going to get electricity prices under control. That is why we are pushing so hard on solar power,
mm-hmm.
on buying power from businesses and residents, and buying power from who are not Eskom.
Yeah.
And power, by the way, all of that power is already cheaper than Eskom. For example, we're just about to sign contracts in the next probably 4 6 sign for about 100 megawatts of independent power from not Eskom.
What? Yeah.
Every single one of those 200 megawatts is cheaper than any.
Yeah.
And so the more that we can kind of cut that cable or unplug that cable.
Unplug it.
From Eskom, the more that we can actually see prices normalize in our society. That will take some time, obviously, because Eskom is still a giant and we still get by far them. But we are pushing as hard as we can sources.
Listen, Mr. Mayor, there is but when it comes to taxis. And seeing with them, there's so much conflict. And the company is lekker om we pat and say, well, geez, what is it?
Baie dankie vir die vraag, mevrou Groenewald. I think that's not untouchable. There are taxis, more than 10,000 taxis in Cape Town, and we've only got about, probably about 350 or 400 traffic on duty at any one time. So they are very thinly, very, very tough line with their taxis. We probably somewhere between 30 and 50 every single day.
Yeah.
So you will often see, I'm sure, you will see a taxi being driven by a traffic officer. An in-taxi with a traffic vehicle escorting it with the taxi has been impounded and is on its way to the pound, municipal pound in Maitland. So we do insist that taxis behave well on the road. We know that there are many examples. I see it in Edgemead. If you drive down Edgemead Drive, you see them driving onto the incoming traffic. There are many examples around the city of them still getting up to bad behavior, but more and more, they will see that there's a very tough financial cost for them doing that, because once the vehicle is in the pound, they have to pay a lot for them to just obey the law. The tax complain to me and say, you know, it's so expensive when you impound our vehicles. And I say, guys, it's very simple. We promise to never impound a single taxi ever again.
Yeah.
As long as you law.
Right.
Oh, that's how it's
simple deal.
Yeah.
Let's have that deal.
Yes.
And then we'll never have another impoundment. Yeah. Is that? Sure. But we on them.
Yeah, that's so good. And this, someone that's sending this in, Shanae, she said, my husband and I are praying for you for divine enablement, strength, and favor. May God bless you for the work that you are doing in the city. En Susan, nog baie soortgelyke boodskappe. Maar is ook iemand wat sê, what does a person do when you notice that someone is wanting to put up a shack in a place like a park?
No, you must report that immediately to the city.
Hulle sê ook vir wie moet bel.
Okay, so the city's law enforcement line is 021-480-700. Please, everyone should have saved on their phone already. But if you don't, please write it down or take out your phone and save it now. It's 021-7700. That will be answered almost. You can test it now. Usually they answer within 10 seconds. and there you report that structure will be removed. Because, of course, as we know, if the structure is not removed, then you have to go through a long court to get an eviction order. And that can take a very, very long time. So it's important that residents, we cannot watch every single property in the city all day and all night. It's too big on the eyes and ears of residents to report these things if they see them happening.
Okay, so now I have heard about the Cape Town 50 and it sounds ambitious and cool. But what are the top three priorities to directly benefit us as Cape Townians?
Okay, well, listen, we said, far government, we are dealing with what is happening today, what's happening this week, what's happening this month, what is the current crisis. We are not thinking about what is the kind of city that we want to see when our children are grown up. Or when that, what are those Capetonians, what kind of city are they in? Because we have to start, the projects that we have to do, they have to start now. You can't wake up. And I always use the example of a city of 10 million people. Yeah. You know that Cape Town today, those of us who grew up in Cape Town, that sounds like a crazy number.
Yeah.
This used to be, a small city. It's now a big, big city.
Yeah.
Most of our lives here in the studio, it will be a city of 10 million people.
Yeah.
Sure.
10 million people in our lifetime still. Now, we can't wake up at that day and say, oh my word, there's 10 million people. What
do we
do
now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's the water coming from? What do
we do? Yeah, Vasi Damme.
Pyre, Vasi Trainer, all the good.
Yes.
We have to start from now.
Oh, that's a good.
And so the whole purpose of this long term, we start with 10 million people, and what do we want that city to look and feel like? And we we wanted to be a city first and foremost that is safer.
Yeah.
Where people can move around. So a city where there is mobility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a city that offers a big enough economy to absorb people and people a chance of getting. And those are really underpinning parts of this vision. And we want to try and get as specific as possible. Because obviously, all of us can easily talk about a long-term vision. Yeah. We want this and pretty and beautiful.
Yeah.
But what does that mean? That we have to start doing now practical to prepare stuff for that.
Mm. Yeah.
The purpose of this project.
Yeah. It's so good. I love the fact that your aim, this is something that I read in your release. 75% of all trips will be using public transport by 50. Do you think that's going to be possible?
Well, I think that it has to be possible because otherwise we will become an impossibly clogged city.
Yeah.
Last year I was in Mumbai in India.
Mm.
Mumbai is a city of 10 million, 11 million people already. Just to go down the road, traffic is so bad.
Yeah.
So if you have a city of that size, you have to have transport that works, that is efficient, that is safe, so that's reliable. If you look at it, any London, Paris, Hong Kong, Beijing, whatever, big cities need big public transport.
Mm. Yeah.
That is a requirement.
Mr. Mayor, public safety remains a big concern for residents. Now, gang violence has taken over and do another one. For example, where you want people to start.
Yes.
Because for me personally, coming from being able to live in my sub-walk, let's say, society, I'm also ready to go out of the gang and get some in this out the gang violence.
Full gift by, I always say, wonderful people in SAPS that are trying their very best under severe distress. We've seen, obviously, with the so-called... There's serious questions about the leadership at the moment. One day that the Deputy National Commissioner, it's an organization under stress and is showing signs of cracking. It is profoundly under-sourced. But the problem is it is the organization with the primary responsibility for fighting crowd Africa. There's this big gap. I always, if you think about one of a mountain leasing and a two, we try to insert the resource that we have in the Cape Town Metro Police. And we have tremendous results. Even though we have much number of awful ones, but we focus on professionalism. We focus on constant training on crime fighting, on patrolling methods. We focus the best possible cutting-edge tools for effective consequences that we are pulling illegal firearms and gangsters off of the street at a much higher rate, even though we have 1/10 of the office, much higher rate than the SAPS is. And we're trying to work more closely with them to get crime stats and so on actually having an impact. We were seeing violent crime down Cape Town.
Yeah.
Now, what's happened recently, what happened when you have enough of war, because all the bosses are now you've seen, to their great credit, I give the provincial commissioners, and I tell him this all the time, almost all of the major bosses in Cape Town are currently in prison and on trial.
Mm-hmm.
That is achievement.
Sure.
That is a big achievement. Sure. If you think about them, name them, all the bad guys in the city. They're all in prison and on trial. Or, as we saw, Mr. Nordia, I think it was here in Paro somewhere that, they've shuffled off this mortal coil. Now, what happens is you get this big demobilization and this fight for who is the next layer of leader that's going to come up and be and take over as the bosses. So that's what you're seeing on the streets in Cape Town at the moment. But we certainly must not down from catching those guys. So yes, we will continue to try and in the gap for SAP. I think we're having good effectiveness and impact. The one thing that we have to get right, keep or the decentralization of policing powers.
Right.
At the moment, City of Cape Town Metro officers go and arrest the same people over and over
right.
again. Because they just go to jail, they go to court, they're chucked out, because the case is not properly investigated and not properly prosecuted. So we have said, for firearm cases, for drug cases, let us invest our own cases, let us prepare the dockets of prosecution.
Right.
We will make sure that arrest that our officer does turns into someone go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That is when we will actually start to win the war. Can get revolving door.
Yeah.
And that is not effective.
Yeah. This morning, Mr. Jordan Eel Lewis, a very big thank you for helping SASSA Pensioners Relief Fund. Because I think that's what your heart is. Your heart is really to look after people.
Absolutely.
And person actually sent a message in and said, you turned out so well and you had a single mom.
Yes.
So what has been your mom's secret? Help me.
Sure. Yeah. I have a single mom. Well done to you, ma'am. It's tough. I know from first-hand experience. It's tight. Family time is very tight. So I really, my heart goes out to single moms. I know how tough it is, and you really are heroes. And I think just, focus on good values. Those are the values that my mom taught me, on hard work, on sacrifice. You know, my mom just always did what needed to earn money for the family, to school and so on. So I'm hugely to her for that, and I know daughter will be amazing. Sure.
Oh, this is so moy. Okay, what would the ideal Cape if you were the mayor still?
Wow, love to see. Firstly, far less people living in shacks. I think that's just such an important block of a dignified, successful, respectful society. Mm. Formality. And that's really, really tough, but I would love to see that by 2050. I would love to see, obviously, where people can feel free, exercise, to go visit their friends, whatever the case is, and where not so many young people, and particularly boys, are caught up in the clutches of...
Yeah.
Then people can connect with one another easily, opportunities easily, and that goes back to the Tantano family in Belleville. You should be able to go visit without an expensive trip that you 2 hours and three different go have lunch with your family, to go and get a job, or you all go watch a movie, and to be able to move around easily. That I think more prosperous, wonderful city for everyone, and then I want to achieve.
Such an honor. Oh. That's mic drop, because I think if you can put a vision out there, they'll follow you. And there's so many questions still coming in saying, please don't retire. What about you? Someone else is, what is your success plan? Your success, you know, someone that's coming after you. But I think it's wonderful to deliver such good service and such good leadership for our city. And that's why so many people are coming to Greer. They're not in Greer. Yeah, I know. They're coming to Cape. But thank you so much for what you are doing.
It's an absolute privilege to serve as mayor. This is the greatest city in the world. I love the city because of its beauty. You can see the mountain out of your studio. Most of all, because of its people.
Yes.
And we love the people of the city so much.
Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Ons verkondig Christus.